So who talks first? You talk first? I talk first?
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hey, come here. I got something good for you. Come on.
Welcome to your weekly dose of lightsabers, infinity stones, and all things plastic. I'm your host, Dave. This is episode 61 of the Toy Aisle Podcast. Kevin, man, how long has it been? Has it only been 2 weeks? I mean, that feels like way too long. How have you been, man?
It certainly has been an eternity since we've been talking about plastic. But Dave, I'd be remiss if I didn't say that we weren't chatting off air about different things, you know, that come up in life, whether that be, you know, a buzzed bender or something along those lines, or talking about, you know, some BECs that we score from Wendy's, which, by the way, if you didn't catch any of our past episodes on our Recs of the Week, Dave recommended the Wendy's breakfast. And ever since he said that, I have been all in on those Wendy's breakfasts, maybe even frequenting them, you know, once or twice a week. And I'm ashamed to say that, but we have some more Recs of the Week coming this week that I can't wait to get into. And believe it or not, it's not Wendy's. But yes, it's great to be here. And actually a balmy Nashville this week, which actually feels pretty good.
Nice, man. So it's starting to kind of get winter over there, or what?
Yeah, it's a little bit of fall with a hint, just a kiss of summer still lingering around, just kissing you on the neck at times, you know, as the night comes in and the sun sets. I'm not a big fan. I think it doesn't even matter in Chandler over there, but the daylight savings time shit over here is the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah, it's non-existent over here. Like, I think we're the only state that does. It's like two states. Arizona is one of them, so we don't recognize it.
well, congratulations, because you know, we get that little notification. It's like, it's daylight savings time. Set your clocks back or forward. And we fall back and gain that extra hour of sleep. And then you wake up, you're like, wow, it's exactly the way I was feeling, you know, Saturday night. But then when that, because here in Nashville at 4 p.m., it is pitch black. And you start going into like depression, and you're just like, I'm ready for it to be spring. I remember last week when the time change officially hit at 4 o'clock, me and my friends were like, let's just go to the Chinese buffet. We're like so depressed right now, and it's so dark. That's the only thing we can say. So we rolled up to the Chinese buffet, got some, you know, wontons, and got some shrimp. It was a good thing. So, but yeah, I hate daylight savings time, but I'm glad that it's not existent there in Chandler.
Yep. No, another reason for you guys to move down here.
I'm on my way, brother. I'm on my way.
Well, let's get into it, man. So pickups, this is probably a top pickup of the year for me. I got,
oh really? Wow.
A ton of shit. And it's a shame we're not streaming, because obviously I'd love to show this stuff off. I'll have to do an Instagram post or whatnot of the whole loot. But I got a lot, man. What do you got? Would you get like 10 hot toys? Do you want to go first? You want me to go first? What do you want to do?
Well, I will say, I guess you're catching up with me, because when we were doing week by week, you know, I was dropping heat like week after week. Yeah. We're trying to see how long the streak would continue. And then we hit a little bit of a dry patch, I guess. But, you know, things are starting to pick up again as, you know, shipping containers are starting to get opened and ship across the country. You know, those are great things. But I do have some things that came in this week that I'm really, really pumped about. One of them is that, you know, I got another Shore Trooper. You know, I think you even have that one. We have the squad leader from Rogue One. And although the difference is subtle, it still looks good and different enough next to the team leader, or whatever you want to call that one. Yeah, so they both look good, especially with Jen in the front. That's how I got mine set up right there. But the one that I was really excited about, and I actually just posted it on my IG yesterday, and you know how I love these third-party toys.
Yep.
We got in, drum roll, Space Wizard. Ooh. That being the, I think it's Infamous Toys did the Ebony Maw from Infinity War, and that is called Space Wizard. And I swear, man, I was telling somebody today that some of these third parties are almost as good, if not better, than some of the actual hot toys that I have. The elastic, the fabric, the sculpt, the rooted hair on it. You know, he's got kind of like a receding hairline, but it's incredible. It looks unbelievable. So happy to have that one. And he's tall, too. He's into scale. You know, he's bigger than your average figure. Long, lanky, really cool, really good paint job. But the best part is that, you know, there might be rounding out, you know, this Black Order. Because, as you know, there is Shadow Void, also known as Proxima Midnight. You know, that's coming from Infamous. But then Toys Battalion, I got a little nervous about this one. Toys Battalion's the one that did the quarter scale Kingpin. You remember that one from a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh God. Here we go. And they're doing Ravenclaw or Raven Shadow or something like that. That being Corvus Glaive, you know, one of the other Black Order figures. And that looks incredible too. And I asked the guy that I get them from, I was like, hey, is there any chance this is going to be a quarter scale version? I don't want a 36 inch, you know, Corvus Glaive coming just because, you know, Toys Battalion doesn't have the best reputation right now. But yeah, man, I hope they keep rounding out these Black Order figures. This Ebony Maw is fantastic. Love it. Looks great next to Thanos. Highly, highly recommend some of these third party figures, man.
Yeah, that one looked fantastic. I definitely want to dabble in the third parties, especially in Indiana Jones.
There's a few,
but there's like a few really bad ones too. So I just need to do some more research on that. Maybe you can help me out with that. Has that been something you've ever looked into? You know, doing an Indiana Jones.
Well, I know that, you know, there's the DX5, I think, is the original Hot Toys Harrison Ford Indy that they did. But that's kind of unobtainable for a lot of people. And it's just not the greatest of sculpts that they have out there. But I have seen some really good third-party ones of him, you know, whether it be from Last Crusade or Raiders. And a few other figures, including Sean Connery as well, that look pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm not for sure, you know, off the top of my head, which ones are doing it, but I've seen some really good tailoring, really good sculpts, you know, for, you know, a third of what you'd pay for a normal, like, Hot Toys Indy.
Yeah, and with that Hot Toys, I mean, it's an insane amount of money, and then it's outdated as far
it
as
it is, you know, the old bodies, old tailoring, like, and we all know that they kind of use some really crappy glue, and so a lot of it's like kind of coming apart, and so, but yeah, I'm willing to help you add a few little pieces to your detox there if you need me to.
Nice, yeah, well, thank you, man. That's something that's been on my mind lately. So yeah, I'll be venturing into the third party game, especially with the Breaking Bad figures. Got to get those. I think that's 3-0, right?
Yes, 3-0. Yeah. So they have Jesse, Walt, and Saul are the ones I'm aware of. I would love a Gustavo and a Mike.
Yeah,
I think those would be fantastic. And I'm surprised that, you know, with, because the Better Call Saul one is branded with Better Call Saul. I'm surprised they've not done, you know, a Gus at least.
Yeah,
you know, and branded it with that one. So who knows, that could be in the pipeline, but I could always just take, you know, get two Moff Gideons and, you know, pop it on a nice little suit or something like that.
That would be an easy kit bash for sure. Okay, well, here,
let's see what heat you got, brother. Let's see it.
So, you know, this is the classic mail call where you completely forget that you ordered it. So I totally forgot about this. I had no idea that it was coming. I just saw the Hasbro package and I was like, I already got my other thing from Hasbro that I'll show here in a second, but I'm not expecting anything else from Hasbro. So I was like, what is this? But yeah, Webman, I mean, I'm gonna be opening him, but the packaging is in mint condition, so kudos there, Hasbro, for shipping him, you know, and wasn't all jacked up. But yeah, I'll be, you know, pretty much throwing that in the recycling bin anyways. So yeah, that, and then yeah, like you mentioned, I also did get my Shore Trooper. So I got one.
Have
hot
you cracked
toy.
Him open yet?
I have not, just because I'm, you know, I'm going
right. You're still in the remodel.
The remodel is very. It's dude, full throttle on the room. I'm already putting up, you know, nice posters. So the paint's done. Like we're moving, baby.
I can already tell the lighting is quite a bit better. I can see it gleaming in there. You got a nice a cool white as opposed to a warm white going. I love it.
That's all you, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm going cool white, dude. It's it's kind of a game changer, to be honest. I've seen it, and you know, not just you, but like other people will use that cool light and or that cool white, and it's, dude, yeah, it's nice, man.
It's clean, nice. Clean look.
It's very clean. Yep. So got that, and this, kind of forgot about this too. I mean, I knew I ordered it.
Oh. That's beautiful. I've forgotten about that. I didn't realize it actually ended up looking like that. That looks really good.
Yeah, we are looking at, again, Hasbro via Amazon. I believe this is an Amazon exclusive. This is the Transformers Jurassic Park crossover. And it's the Tyrannicon Rex and the Autobot JP93.
Oh, I didn't know the Jeep transformed too.
Yeah, the Jeep does, and then the packaging is amazing. It's got the, you know, Tyrannicon Rex or something, stepping on another car. Like, it's going to be a shame to, like, take that out. Like, that's really making me want to keep that in package.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a really tough contender for, you know, in package, just because the package looks good as well as the presentation of the figures themselves.
Yeah, I am going to have a hard time, but I mean, I have the Ecto-1, I have the DeLorean, I have the Blackbird. I believe I have another crossover, but my idea is I'm going to just have all these crossovers together, so I kind of got to open it up. And then the next one, Dracula, coming. I can't wait to see what they do there. And then my second hot toy, haven't opened it yet, but, dude, Marty. I got Marty McFly came.
Hell yeah. Mine's actually, it said, I actually got the email saying your item is processing while we were on the show.
Oh, nice.
So I'll have mine next week. But yeah, I know that was one that was on your hunt list. And right before the, I guess, reveal that, hey, we're going to re-release this, you know, with some updated tech and such, you were scouring the eBay and trying to see if that was something you might want to try to snag for an unrealistic price. So congratulations on that.
Dude, that was like seriously like the best day.
Yeah.
Like getting that notification. Cause I was already like trying to like put funds together or kind of like justify, you know, spending $700, $800 on the Marty McFly, because I made up my mind. I was like, I'm getting that figure.
Yeah. I have these conversations weekly, so I understand.
Yeah. So yeah, dude, when they announced that they were redoing it, I was like, I felt like I just hit like a hard parlay, you know, like of just like all underdog teams. And I like,
and it wasn't just a re-release. You got Einstein this time, which is cool. That's a great add-on, and that's a really cool one. So I'm jealous that you have it now. I'm happy for you, but I'll have mine next week. And so that's pretty cool too.
Yep. And then, I got one more thing, and then, do you have anything else?
Not till next time.
So this isn't you know, news to you. I've already sent you the picture of this, but this is a Kenner catalog print from to promoting the Return of the Jedi Kenner line. You know, they have kind of dioramas, and then they have all the figures. And they have numbers next to the figures, and then there's a legend that says all their names. Very cool. I found that at spoiler alert, but a toy show this weekend, and I got a really good deal on it, and I'm gonna get it framed, and it's gonna look badass.
Yeah, and as I said, I covet the ideas that you have opportunity for wall space in your new digs that you're kind of building there for art. And I wish I would have been a little more thoughtful when I was assembling my units here, because I really do wish I could add something like that to the wall, because art really does really take your displays and your collection to the next level, and especially art of the collection, even cooler.
Right. And I mean, I think we can go in on that even more. Like, I've been wanting to kind of talk about that for a while. You're totally right, man. It just really brings in your collection. Like, there's nothing like, you know, once you get like 100 DTOFs, or you know what I mean? Like, it's almost like your eyes get like just lost in.
Yes.
You know, the overall room, you know, there's too much stimulation, and then it's just kind of like bland after a while. But, you know, having these like accents of like, whether it's a wall prop, which that's something I'm really trying to focus on in my room, is kind of same thing. Like I just said about just a ton of figures. I don't want to have just a ton of art either. I want to have something that can bring in dimension, you know, on the wall. So whether that's, you know, hanging the upcoming, you know,
the proton pack,
you know what I mean? And so I got some hangers from Amazon that are like wall mount mask hangers. So I'm going to have my Michael Myers mask sticking out. Cool. Oh, that was another thing I got. I got the Spengler's wand.
Oh, good. Did you pre-order that or actually get it ordered in?
I did a Big Bad.
Oh, cool. Yes.
I totally panicked purchase. As soon as the Proton Pack was announced, I immediately was like, because I've been wanting that Spengler wand, but it just wasn't I was like, it was more of like, if I see it, I see it, you know, but it's not a dire situation to get it right away.
Right.
But when they announced that Proton Pack, I was like, dude, you just never know like what they're thinking if they don't want to release this or something. So I just bought it right like an hour after they announced the Proton Pack.
Not to mention, and we'll talk about it once we get, you know, to the HasLab, you know, it's dangerously close. If they haven't already, I think it actually did eclipse it to where you will get the attachment for the wand and the pack.
Oh, really? Yeah, I knew it was close, right? I think that was 12,000, wasn't it? Or
I thought that was the first tier, 9,000. Or 9,000 was to back, right?
9,000 was, I don't know. Yeah, I'm drawing blanks. Was it the sticker, you know, making the pack, you know, the original version?
I know that was in the first tier, but I thought the connector was part of the first tier too. But either way, it's going to be coming.
It's coming.
It's happening.
I think the last stretch was the mount, like the display mount.
Yeah,
that might not happen, but like you just never know. I mean, with that, you know, Afterlife coming out, could kind of, it's just perfect timing for them to do a HasLab. So
it's almost like they put some thought into this HasLab, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Art's good, man. Art's good in a toy room. It just brings everything around, especially like Kevin, you said, you know, if it's kind of on brand, you know, like if it's of a toy, like cool, you know.
And it shows your level of sophistication, because it shows that you're not just a man child hoarding little action figures. It shows, hey, I put some thought into this, and that's a great, great thing to be.
All right, dude. So that's it for pickups. Okay, so I had a dilemma on my hands this weekend. And that dilemma was, there is two toy-related, Star Wars-related, nerd-related type activities going on, excuse me, at the same time for me in Chandler, Arizona. And that was, there is, it's called the Big Barn Toy Show. It's at this very cool farm in, like, North Phoenix. And the other was Daniel Logan was in town at a grand opening of a comic shop that was literally like maybe 10 minutes from my house. And that was going to be going on the same time as the toy show. Now look, here's my take on toy shows. I will never go to a toy show if it's later than 2 hours after opening. There's no point in
really. Okay.
I won't do it. I got to be there first thing, or like if places offer the early bird thing, I'm doing that from here on out.
Okay. Good to know.
I'm never going late. So that was my dilemma. I was like, do I have Daniel Logan sign some stuff? Like I have that Hasbro helmet, the Boba Fett helmet. I was like, it'd be kind of cool to have, you know, a Sharpie signature on that. And that could be, you know, something I put on the wall. And then I was like, oh, I got some comics, I could go kind of crazy and have him sign a bunch of stuff and get a picture. I thought it'd be kind of cool. But and then the toy show. So I ended up going to the toy show, and I feel pretty good about that, because I scored, you know, that art print.
Yes, I think that's well worth it in itself.
I also I totally spaced on it. I got like four vintage Thundercats that I needed.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So I showed you your street sharks.
Yeah. The street sharks, which were priced very favorably, by the way, which I've seen them marked up ridiculous amounts, and $35 is what it was for some of those street sharks. Some of the rare ones too. And I'm like, okay, I'm down with that.
And see, that's the thing. Like you could tell me if this is like a common figure or a super rare figure. I would have no clue with street sharks. I didn't even know if they're supposed to have accessories. I was like, are they complete?
Well, like, I saw like the whale shark one, like didn't even have a face. I don't know like why someone would even like buy that. It was literally just like the body with like no face on. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. The face was completely gone, ripped off.
Wow. Yeah, so back to Daniel Logan. So, I decided to pass because That guy works, man. That guy works the convention circuit. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I can just get it another time.
He'll be back at ICCC.
Oh, will he? Yeah.
Yeah, he's there every year. Yeah, okay. Yeah, he's there every year.
So it's not like it's, you know, someone from like the original trilogy that like you might have will there be a next time kind of thing, but like right. he's a young guy. He's going to be at plenty of conventions. So I was like, I'll just get it then. So went to the Big Barn instead. But
smart move. I think that paid off.
Yeah, man. And I saw pictures of that that showing, and I mean, it looked like a lot of fun, and people were just getting like a ton of Funko Pop signed. Like, I didn't even kind of think about that. I'm kind of scaling down on a lot of things, but all of the Funko is going on. I have a big kind of table in the living room that's just all figures that I'm going to sell. I'm doing a toy show. I'm gonna get a booth at the upcoming toy show.
Really?
I'm just,
okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to offload so much stuff, dude.
Are you giving a discount for cash?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Sweet.
PayPal ready, cash ready. I mean,
friends and family? Dude.
Friends and family.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, no, so I mean, that'll be a first for me too. I'm looking forward to doing that. I was talking with Mighty Mouse and AZ Figs Oliver, and you know, they were talking about it's just a good way to just quickly dump your stuff. I mean, it's gonna be a fire sale, but like, how bad do you want to get rid of it?
Right, because people are wanting to get there. They want to steal. They'll take them off your hands, and that's a great opportunity. And it's going into good hands. You know, it's not a bunch of clowns.
Yeah, man, exactly. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. It's in January, so that'll be fun. I might have to get two tables, man, because like I'm stacking stuff up, dude. Especially going through this toy room renovation.
Yeah, especially as you continue to have boxes pile up at your front door of new things coming in. I mean, we have finite spaces, Dave. We have finite spaces here.
We do have finite spaces, and I think these next thing, I don't own any turtles.
Oh.
But this the line or series that NECA has coming of the horror turtles.
Yeah,
I got to make room for them because I'm getting all of those.
Now the only one I've seen, I thought have they only revealed? I think it was the Raphael one. That's the only one I believe. Yeah,
the Raphael Frankenstein, and then I believe it was a Leonardo Hunchback.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
But like they're all coming, like they'll do them all, and I'm down with that because like I like turtles, man. I watch that shit like when I was a kid. I even wrote my mom like I was complaining about how I would always get home like past the cartoon because like I had a long walk like from school to the house. And I would always like it would start like 15 minutes before like I got home. So I'd be so pissed that I would always miss the first 15 minutes. And she was like, you should just write the TV company a letter, like just trying to probably like keep me busy. Like,
yeah,
get out of my hair. Like, I can't do anything for you, David. Like, why don't you write the, you know, the TV company? So
that's equivalent to the, hey, you need to call your senator or congressman.
Yeah, exactly. Totally. So I did. I have no idea that, you know, just thinking about it out loud, she probably didn't even like mail the letter. But I was like, excuse me, can you please like back up and play Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 15 minutes beforehand? But yeah, dude, I'm all in on that. I'm definitely not all in on this $450 Super 7 turtle van though. I mean,
no.
Fuck me.
No, but I mean, it's been all leading to that moment. You know, they've been having all the different figures, all the different bad guys and accessories, and you knew the van was coming and that they're going to do it well. But I mean, I'm glad. I remember when they kind of like first started to tease, hey, this is a line that, you know, you may, and I was like, do I really want to do this? And I was like, no, six scale. And then once again, the release cycle is, I'm still a little bit sketch on all that. So when are they saying that this one is going to grace us?
I think it was the end of 2022.
Okay.
Which
it's not outlandish, just a year away.
Yeah. But I mean, all the Thundercats, and we're just talking figures like that Thunder Tank. I mean, it's the same price. I looked for some reason, this turtle van felt like it was like way more money than the the Thunder Tank, and then I was like, no, it's they're the same price. They're both $450. But man, yeah, I just like, dude, $450, man. Like, come on. Like, that just seems, you know, not to dismiss that this isn't like amazing work and you know, but like, damn, man, like,
is that HasLab quality? Yeah. Is that HasLab quality, do you think?
Well, it's tough to say. I only have one HasLab, and it's a sail barge, and that was $500, and I'm very happy with the quality on that.
Right.
But the Thunder Tank and the Turtle Van could both fit on my sail barge.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I don't know, man.
Is it a parts issue and inflation? Is that what's driving that up? Or is it just kind of, I've never quite understood why they're, I know that you get a lot more accessories and such, but what is the driving factor for a price point on that? Because that's not everyone's price point, you know, to be honest.
Yeah, I think, you know, this is just my opinion here, but I think it just might have something to do, like, Super 7 and NECA, like, they're like big companies to us, you know what I mean? But like, they're small toy companies.
Yeah. I mean, they're not Hasbro.
Exactly. So, or Mattel, you know, so I think it's a little bit of that, you know, they just have to charge a little bit. Yeah. A little bit more, you know? But yeah, it's crazy, man. Just, and especially since, you know, the van coming out, you know, I would like to see the Thunder Tank first. Like, my buddy Warren, he got the Thunder Tank, and then, you know, they dropped the release of this, and he's already been pretty frustrated with, you know, just the delays from Super 7. And then he's like, well, dude, there's just out of principle, I'm not going to give them another, you know, $1,000 basically on vehicles, and I haven't even gotten the first one yet, you know?
Yeah, we talked about that in the last episode of the time of announcements to getting it on in your hands. You know, it's hard to pony up for something and continually pony up and back a line that you literally have never had a single figure in your hand for yet.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I mean, with Thundercats, I was on wave three already.
Yeah.
Wave three, and I hadn't gotten a single one yet. So,
And I loved how you said last time, I feel like we're just going in reverse, talking about the last show. But
the best of.
And like the waves like have been releasing in different orders as well. It's like, oh, what wave is that one? You're like, oh, no, this is wave three. But no, two's not out because this one's now wave four. And so it's very complicated, to say the least.
Yeah, very, man. But yeah, dude, this Turtle Van's going to be pretty awesome, man. I mean, it's going to make everyone like, no one is disappointed in this Turtle Van outside of the price.
Right.
I mean, there's that's the only negative feedback that you're going to see on comments. It's just about the price. No one's going to be like, oh, this is the wrong shade of green, and, you know, this is fucking should have a spare tire here, and you know, no one's going to, like, you know, they've done their research. They know exactly what this van looks like, and, you know, it's going to look just like the show. So.
Yeah, and I guess if you think about it, like, each turtle themselves is around, you know, 60, 70 bucks or something like that. Multiply that by four, you know, 320, then add the rest in. I mean, it's kind of right around there.
Damn, man. God, dude, this toy collecting thing that we fucking do for a living pretty much is expensive, dude.
It is. I mean, it makes you have a few, you know, come to Jesus moments. You're like, what am I doing? What the hell am I doing? But it's worth it, man. It's so much fun.
Dude, you know, it's bad when I tried, my buddy Brian, AZ Marvel Legends. He's not active anymore, but he had one of the most impressive Marvel collections I've ever seen in my entire life. You know, figure one from the Toy Biz days all the way to, like, 2 years ago, had every single Marvel legend.
Out of box, though?
No, inbox.
Oh,
everything
really?
Was inbox. Okay. Even every single San Diego Comic-Con exclusive, like,
ooh,
the Fin Fang Foom stuff,
yeah,
like, some really cool stuff. He had it all, and, you know, he was asking me, oh, so how's your collection going? You know, what are you still collecting? And I'm like, dude, I don't even really collect Black Series anymore. And he was blown away, because to a lot of people, I was kind of like, well, my focus is Black Series, you know, like, that's all Dave does is Black Series. And then when I told him that, he was just like really taken back. And he's like, so what are you doing now? And I'm like, pretty much just Hot Toys and some other stuff. He's like, oh, well, RIP your wallet. And then I start immediately just like explaining to him the justifications. And maybe, you know, you and I are crazy, but like, it makes sense to, you know, yeah, you're spending a $350 figure. And of course that is way more expensive than a $20 legend, but like, it's the 50 Marvel Legends that you have, you know?
And we've talked about that ad nauseum. And I think I've even done a video on it on my YouTube channel, is that, you know, you take one wave, you know, six figures that's now going for, you know, close to $30 MSRP now, mix in gas, and then another wave on top of that that comes out the next week. And, you know, there's just wave after wave after wave, and exclusive after exclusive, to where, I mean, I'm actually coming out ahead collecting six scale. And you can plan it better. You don't have to worry about it. You know, set it and forget it.
Yeah.
And so it works out for me. And I love that. As collectors, you know, we don't, and that's the thing, we're collectors, you know, our collections change as we change, you know, but at the end of the day, we still collect for the love of, you know, collecting things, whether that be horror or Marvel or turtles or, you know, art, you know, it's a cool thing. And all the principles come together.
Yep. Well said, man. Okay. So speaking of Hot Toys.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, just these two, right? So Jesse and Captain Vaughn.
Yes, that is correct, Dave, is that we are now starting to branch out to get some more name clone figures. You know, we had gotten Rex, we had gotten Cody, and everyone's like, oh my God. And then we started to get the 501st, the Coruscant Guard. And I really think that the listings of whether or not these were going to be successful, and everyone knew they were. Yeah. I think the numbers proved to them that the clone line is fire. It is money. If you go to Sideshow's website right now and sort it by most sold, those clones are still at the top. They're all clones. I think of the 10 things, they are like seven of them are Clone Wars related, and two of them are Mandalorian, and one of them is, I think, original trilogy. And they're hot money makers. And especially once you do the mold, I mean, and we've talked about, you know, our boy Tim Morrison is just racking up the royalties because every single clone is his likeness. Yep. So not only is he dipping in the Boba Fett, but he also is getting every clone as well.
Yeah.
And so every time someone buys a Rex, buys a Cody, buys a Jesse now, you know, we now have another Tim out there. And that's what they showed us, is that Jesse from Clone Wars Season 7, as well as Captain Vaughn from Clone Wars Season 7. I think that's kind of what they're focusing on right now, that last season with some of those iconic looks, you know, that what Maul's going to be from, Anakin and such. So with that being said, we got Jesse coming, which is another Tim sculpt, which is awesome. He's got that nice, you know, Galactic Republic tattoo on his face. Yep. So that's one sick. That's one of the ones you have to display without the helmet, if you ask me, just because it's so cool. And then you pretty much have the Cody repaint in Captain Vaughn. It's essentially a 501st with a Cody helmet with the Ahsoka paint on it. But the only thing about these that people are upset about is the tick up in price. And I know that that's just across the board. And I think that's kind of the state of the world right now, is that, oh my God, people, they're just milking us. Well, their production costs are up. You know, things aren't free. And as we continue to navigate this lovely economic climate, that's just going to be the way it is right now. So I am excited, blown away that, you know, we're getting a Jesse and a Vaughn, and, you know, who knows what's coming next. I really do think that, you know, Wolf is probably going to be coming soon as well. Yeah. I can't wait for that. It's going to be special, but all these are coming, and I got my Rex, I got my 501st, and I think these are going to be even better as they continue to make small adjustments to them. And as technology continues to increase, I'm excited about it, man. Are you interested in picking up on any of those?
Yeah, I'll be getting all of those, man. I'm all in on the clones. It's just something about it, you know. Yeah. They give you that trooper army builder look, but you know, they do all have their slight, you know, individual, you know, aspects. And like, what, like one thing, like I would love to see even some deep cut stuff, like heavy, just to have you know, a clone with like a big gun like that.
Yeah, I even forgot about the Bad Batch figures that they even that they did. I think we got Hunter and Echo so far. Yeah. But I mean, those are coming too. Yeah,
yeah. So I'm all in, man. Yeah, not Jesse. You got it. You got to have Jesse and Wolf both without their helmets. You know,
right? Just because their look is so cool. Yeah. Now, this is one that I'm really wanting. It'll have to be Bad Batch because I know he was everybody's Chad bro dude clone was Captain Hauser. Remember him? The one with the fade and the green armor. Everyone's like, oh, I'd simp for him, which is so funny. But I do hope we do get a Hauser. I mean, it'd be fantastic. So, but yeah, Hot Toys continue to crank them out. Rumor has it that we could be getting Ahsoka really, really soon. She was supposed to release imminently, and I think there may be, you know, I've heard all kinds of different things. Possibly they are working out deals to where it releases simultaneously with Sideshow, and they're just waiting for something in the port to get to Sideshow before they release them. I don't know that. Then they had that typhoon in Hong Kong, so who knows? But sources say Ahsoka could be imminent, so good stuff coming, man.
Exciting, man. Yeah, I can't wait to see your shelf display on that. Are you going to do kind of the, you know, dark side Anakin with the two troopers behind him kind of style, but with like Ahsoka and two, you know, Ahsoka troopers?
You know, it kind of changes each time I get a new figure in. You know, I'm like, this is the way it's going to be. Currently, I have Cody and light side Anakin with Yoda in one little display.
Okay.
I have two of my 501st with Rex, and they have their normal 501st helmets on. And then I just have the... because I have four 501st ones. That's how ridiculous I am. Because each one comes with a different helmet. You know, we got a phase one, phase two, and the Ahsoka helmet. But with that being said, is that I think I'll probably put the Ahsoka helmets on and then keep, you know, two 501sts with her.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll look good, man. Okay. So some HasLab updates. So we finally got, since last time we talked on episode 60, we know what tier one and tier two are. So tier one, we got the Gamorrean Guard on a beautiful card back with coin. So kind of continuing how they did Yak Faces card back, you know, the TVC of the sail barge. Is this the first figure with a coin?
For Black Series, it certainly is.
Yeah, right? Yeah, so that's pretty cool. And Tier 2, I mean, cue the baby noises. But yeah, I mean, basically, we talked about this, right? We talked about how we would want some sort of diorama. A diorama has got to be kind of in play somehow. Help you make this beautiful Rancor really stand out and not just be on top of your DTOF with nothing else around it. So, you know, yeah, they went with, you know, just a cardboard cutout. I mean, I don't know. I mean, are we almost getting spoiled with what to expect on these stretch goals, or is everybody have, you know, an appropriate, you know, reaction to this? And that's that these are bullshit tiers.
I think they are bullshit tiers, and I will unashamedly say that. And I was actually – one of my favorite YouTube video guys out there is called Thor Skywalker. Have I ever told you about him? Mm-mm. Anyway,
yes. I mean, the name sounds familiar.
Yeah, the monologue guy that sits there and really lays out, you know, point by point, you know, XYZ, and puts some reason behind his complaints and the things that he says. Anyway, he said the thing is that – here's the thing is that if you produce a product – and said company wants you to buy said product, you have the right to speak into it because you're buying the product. Same thing with, they're like, oh, you shouldn't be critical of Star Wars and the way that, you know, they run the movies. Well, as a consumer of their product, if they want my money, I'm a stakeholder. I get to give them my feedback. You know, they don't have to take it, but I'm entitled to give that. Doesn't make me a toxic fan or a man baby or anything like that. And take that back to collecting. That doesn't make me a toxic collector or a man baby. I'm giving my opinion. And I think it's perfectly fine to, you know, call bullshit when you see it, especially. And I, when I saw that tier release yesterday, and I even tagged on the Hasbro Pulse account on my comment, I said I had to make sure that this was not at Toy Farce or at Chaz the Guru post, because that's how ridiculous these tiers are. You get some broken skull pieces, and you get a cardboard cutout of the Rancor, like, atmosphere area. And I think that is weak sauce. That's bush. Mainly because
I think the cardboard cutout should be part of the box, should be part of the display. Yeah. That's uncalled for. And a repackaged series figure that you already have, you know, no one was clamoring to say, wow, I'd really like a reissued card back of the Gamorrean Guard. I think the big slap in the face is that for all the other figures and HasLabs out there, you're getting new figures. That's what people wanted. When you had the right. Sentinel, you got new figures. When you had Galactus, you got new figures. And I think that's, even when you got with the Razor Crest, you got new figures. And I think that's what are upsetting to some people with this, is that for $350, it does not command the price, especially when we've not even seen a full painted version of this. And now we'll talk about this, you know, after all these lovely comments and people sharing their opinions, they've announced that on November 19th that they will be showing, it's Fan First Friday. Yeah, Fan First, all right. So they're going to show us what the painted version looks like, as well as the final two tiers. But I think they, and we've joked about this, I will eat the fact that I never thought that the Cookie Monster was a HasLab. I didn't know that. I still to this day feel bad about that. But I think they really are starting to analyze these numbers, Dave, and they're saying, wow, these are not getting, because I don't know if you saw, but when those tiers were announced yesterday, they lost 250.
Yeah, I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah, I mean, all you got to do is just cancel it and say, because, you know, it's a pre-authorization, and that's it. So, it's incredible to me, and I think they're like, oh shit, we're losing people here. Right. We need to crank this thing out. So I think we're entitled to give those opinions. We're not spoiled. I thank you for letting me have this TED Talk here, Dave, as we just kind of go into this. But what is your thoughts? Do you think that I am being too harsh as a consumer? Are you disappointed? And what do you want for tiers three and four to make up for it?
I'm 50-50 with you on that. I agree with you on, you know, so some of the complaints, you know, that you just said. But and then, like, I don't even want to say devil's advocate. Like, I'm just like leaning more and more into this thinking. You know, the Gamorrean, yes, you know, he's a repack, but you know, a lot of people are like obviously mint on card collectors. So like that is kind of like its own figure then, you know? So yes, everyone's going to have a Gamorrean Guard already. If you collect Black Series, you already have one. You're not opening up that Gamorrean Guard.
Exactly. To feed him to the Rancor. Yeah.
Yeah. You're not destroying that card. It's just like what the Yak Face, you know, they did a regular release, but the only thing that was different, it had a little shot glass and the coin, you know, so just something to make it different. So that Gamorrean Guard will immediately be on eBay for $200, $150 as soon as this is funded, just like the Yak Face was. People were selling their Yak Faces for $300. Like, this is like as much as it costs.
But I think that's also a nostalgia grab because it looked like the old, you know, vintage Kenner back. Power of the Force Yak Face card. And I think that played into the idea, oh, that's the figure I'd never had. I really would like this. It would look cool. I don't think that people want a carded Gamorrean. Maybe I'm wrong. But I don't see the appeal on that.
And I mean, it's the first, you know, carded Power of the Force carded figure, but the first figure with a coin for Black Series. So I really do think that people are blowing this figure off and not being satisfied. Yes, it's, you know, a compromise, you know, of a repack, whatever, but it's kind of, I see this as a completely different figure because of all that. Mm-hmm. As far as the tier two, you know, it's not unusual to get, you know, some stand or something like that in these tiers, right? Like, you know, we just talked about the Proton packs getting one, the Razor Crest, that was, I want to say the last tier possibly. And, you know, so the fact that we're getting one, not surprising, but yeah, it just being cardboard, it could have been, you know,
I mean, if I want something like that, I'm going to call it Fig Set, bro. I'm not going to be given, yeah, you know, $350 for a piece of cardboard.
I mean, yeah, if that's their kind of offering for a diorama base, the third party, you know, creatives out there are going to make it, you know, someone's going to capitalize on, you know, printing out a rock you know, kind of area, and they're gonna sell a shitload of these. And yep. you know, but that could have been Hasbro. Hasbro could have added something like that. I mean, I'm almost kind of thinking of the, I believe it was a Toys R Us exclusive Ray Black Series environmental piece.
Yeah,
I'm
almost thinking,
yeah, just like that kind of plastic form, you know, like I'm not saying repaint that, obviously you can do it, but like that a little bit bigger, something like that, that I don't think would have gotten as much negative criticism as just here's some fucking cardboard.
Right, right.
You know, oh, and we gave you Ula. We just gave her her
skull. And I think that is what made people triggered, is they're like, we've been wanting Ula or the Rancor Keeper for a while. You know, that's been on some people's, you know, most wanted list. And to give the skull of Ula, knowing that people want it, I think is a little bit childish. And I don't know. But one of my favorite posts from Chaz was the one, it's like, oh, you're expecting tier 3 or 4? And it's like, it's cardboard then. It's the picture of the Emperor saying that. It's so good. Good.
He kills me lately. He's got a lot of good stuff to pull from to give him inspiration. That's yes. for sure. But yeah, as far as the next two tiers, I mean, they got to be figures then. So, I mean, if they're going to pull this out and get this thing funded, which I hope they do, part of me hopes they do, but part of me hopes that they don't, so they can kind of like reset a little bit and like, oh, we can't just come up with crap like, you know, these kind of, you know, weak offerings for the stretch goals. We got to be better. So I kind of want that to happen at the same time too, but I it's got to be two figures. I think if they do Maliki, what's his name, Malachi. Yeah, if they do him and Ula, you know, that would probably drive it home. I think that would get it funded. People would get amped up over two brand new figures. Yes.
Yeah. And I mean, as of right now, when you come to that and you don't have any, do we know where, like where the number is? Do you have that handy? 'Cause all I know is that
it's barely over 50%.
And there's like, and there's like 20 days left to go, right?
20 days left. They're at 5,100. They need 9,000. So, I mean, like, even
And that's not even to get the first tier. And which is hard to imagine. And I personally feel that it's poorly managed, because you're looking at the Ghostbusters who had all four tiers revealed, you know, at the onset. You know, here's your proton pack, here's the four tiers, enjoy. You know, the Sentinel, I think, is the rare exception to where no one expected it to go at that, and so they literally had people with, you know, CAD open trying to make 3D models of what's going to be coming up next, and that's fun. You know, that's a fun project, you know, fly by the seat of your pants, just see how high we can go. But this, when you announce the tease, you should have had these ready to go. And you, for me, I don't think it shows, oh, this is in development. It does not take any extra time to throw some paint on that 3D model to show that. I hate the grayed out model. I hate that.
Yeah, it's just a weird rollout of this for sure. So we'll see what these next two tiers are. I don't think there's anything that could really like save it for me to really consider buying it. I mean, it would have to be something with Jabba the Hutt and, you know, like his throne. Like I would need that like an attachment to the cardboard. I can't even talk myself into it. I'm just out.
Yeah, I told you when it was first revealed, it had to be seamless body or bust, and it's bust for me. Yeah. It's a no for me.
Okay, well, let's talk about this. What you got in the dock here, man? Just Star Wars collecting. So let's
this thing I thought was interesting is, as you know, I love my Reddit threads. I love my Reddit threads, and I noticed this when I was going through r/Star Wars collecting, is that someone had a picture of an old Episode 1 figure. Remember this when those all came out with the incredible marketing? Pump chips. Yeah, with the comm chips and the Darth Maul face on it. I mean, I'll never forget. I was in sixth grade when that bad boy came out. And I remember my English teacher, she went, I guess, to Walmart, I guess, early that morning to score them all. And I came into school and I was like, wow, my English teacher is really cool, because she had all of them on her back wall. She's like, I went up there at Walmart this morning, you know, and picked up this whole wave, and no one knew anything about it. And this is before the movie came out, you know? And this is what I think was interesting is that I'm just going to click on this just so I can see what it said again. We are in an interesting part of collecting. I know there's so many things with the internet. Everyone has access to everything. You know, people want to keep leaks to a minimum. I mean, it's impossible that the Mandalorian success would have been what it was, I think, if Grogu Baby Yoda slipped early. I think, you know, that reveal was essential to its success. But, and it took 2 years for us to get, you know, anything that was Baby Yoda related. You know, when that came out around the holidays, people would have done anything. Gave away their first kid to have any type of, you know, Grogu merchandise, you know, during that first holiday there. But this is something I want to think that is interesting, and I want to get your take on it of what has changed. Maybe just the internet and time has changed. But think about that. Back in 2002 with Phantom Menace, 2002 Revenge of, wait, Attack of the Clones, 2005 Revenge of the Sith, and then into 2012 with, is that when Force Awakens? I'm losing track of all my times there.
15, I want to say, Force Awakens.
What I'm getting at here is that when these movies came out, they had the full lines of figures when the movies released. Why don't we have anything like that nowadays? You know, Hasbro was able to do it then. Why can't they do it now? Because at that time, you were getting figures with really cool paint apps, features, the comm chips with actual voices on them. You even got like the Queen Starship, if you remember that, you know, from Phantom Menace.
One of those play sets ever.
Yes, and those were on the shelf, you know, before the movie even started or as the movie started. What do you think has changed in the collecting world or in the internet world that has prohibited us from, you know, getting stuff in reasonable amounts of time?
I think it's a little bit of, you know, just obviously the change in times. Kids just don't play with toys as much as, you know, you and I did, you know, or our generation or whatever the hell this generation is. Like my kids, like they're, I feel like it, we're probably not like a good, you know, a population set to put in an equation because they're clearly biased because of their dad. Like I'm always pushing toys on them.
Yeah. So
like they do have toys, but like a lot of other kids their age, they don't watch cartoons. They watch YouTube. So
right. My nephew's on YouTube and Fortnite all day. He never leaves. He never even goes outside.
So it could be a little bit of that. And a lot of these toy companies are reacting to that data and that information and going, well, yeah, it doesn't, like, because when did Hasbro stop doing basic lines? I think The Last Jedi got a basic movie line and then The Rise of Skywalker did not.
Correct.
And
that got one too.
Right, Rogue One did get one. And that was kind of a sad, like it was kind of a milestone. I think it's a milestone. It's a total shift point, like, you know, and telling us, you know, like, hey, like this is, we're just not going to be doing these basic lines. We're going to be more like collector focused. Yeah, they have the Heroes Galaxy, you know, that's supposed to kind of replace that playability for kids,
right? But no one buys those. They're still sitting on the Walmart end caps.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think it's just a little bit with you know, toy companies adapting, but it is a bummer. I mean, Star Wars is like the biggest, you know, like kind of entertainment out there, and to not have enough like buying power or consumers to like not want a basic line of a supposedly hyped up movie, you know, if a Star Wars movie is coming out, like that's a big deal. Like you can't get, you know, enough people to buy figures for that, you know? So I don't know. It's sad. I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, we're not trying to go to all conspiracy theory, you know, by any means, but you know, I love doing that type of stuff. But is it anything possible that Disney has a hand in how much, I guess, insight that the toy companies have? Because as I said, you know, when Revenge of the Sith, Attack of the Clones, and Phantom Menace all came out, that was still under the Lucasfilm umbrella. And so that was where, you know, George was, you know, that's where he made all of his money, was on toys. Yeah. And once he sold them, that's when things, in my opinion, started to change a little bit, because they viewed it as, you know, we're looking at this IP, we're looking at this franchise. We don't really, yeah, we want to make money on toys, but we really don't, you know, care how they get in the people's hands. I just think it's, I don't think the right people at the top are making the right decisions, if let me just put it that way.
Yeah.
And so I think that, you know, George handing the company over inadvertently kind of, you know, handcuffed a lot of, you know, the toy companies out there, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely could be that, man. You know, what I'd like to see, because I would,
one last thing I was going to say is that, you know, George, I think, would give, you know, these toy companies, you know, the plans to show all these things, you know, yeah. But I think Disney won't give them that stuff early to where they can work on it. That's what I was getting at.
Right. And, you know, it's, I think you kind of pointed on it with the Grogu, right? Like, that makes sense. I'm thankful that there was no Grogu, you know, toys out, because yeah, it could have just been some vendor that like took a picture and was like, what's, I got a pallet of this stock from, you know, Hasbro, and then he was the one that leaked Grogu being in you know, the Mandalorian. Yeah, that
right.
Could have completely shifted how people were, you know, in love with that movie because of, you know, that awesome, you know, like ending minute, dude. Yeah,
that,
like,
reveal.
It's the same thing, dude. Like, I'm so bummed out that you know, all the spoilers are out, you know, of the casting of the Spider-Man movie. Like, could you imagine if, like, no one knew anything about what we know now? Like, and you saw that in the theater, your fucking mind would explode. And it still will, probably, but, like, you have an idea now, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, this kind of transitions into, you know, into Ghostbusters, you know, coming up. You know, we have this is Ghostbusters week, by the way. And I think it's interesting. I said, Dave, stay away from
I've been, knock on wood, successful. Yeah.
I was like, stay away from YouTube, stay away from IMDb, because they're just like throwing all these spoilers up on, like, as part of like paid ads. And it's interesting because I think that they know that they have opportunities to, you know, grip people to get them into the seats. And I think word of mouth, you know, afterward, people are going to go see this movie anyway. You know, I don't think you need to, you know, blow your load all in a 30-second clip. And so I'm a little disappointed in that. But we have officially made it, you know, Dave, to Ghostbusters week, which is 32 years in the making. And I have to ask, what are you officially doing, man?
Yeah, so we, you and I both have kind of conflicting plans, right? You got the birthday coming up, right?
Yes, my birthday is tomorrow, and I have tickets for tomorrow IMAX.
Okay, so you're seeing it on Wednesday. So yes. I'm seeing, we're going to Napa Valley on Friday for our 10-year anniversary.
Congrats, by the way.
Thank you. And we are going to be seeing it on Thursday before we go, so Thursday night here in Phoenix.
Okay, cool.
And then when we get back on Monday, and then on Tuesday we rented out a fucking movie theater.
Sweet. Okay.
So that'll be with all the friends and the family. We've got like 50 people. It's going to be awesome. So I can't wait. Part of me is like, I'm going to enjoy it, but like, I want to have that like relief, like, oh, I made it through without something, you know, getting spoiled, because I really do want to go in as dark as possible, even though I practically know everything, you know, about the plot and the casting and whatnot. But I could have it fully spoiled, and I don't want that.
Right. And it's out there if you want to see it, especially now, you know, and I applaud you that you've done such a good job of kind of staying away from it. And I think it's going to be special for you. But yeah, man, I was able to score, you know, some IMAX tickets, you know, for an early showing. And sweet, I'll be wearing my Ghostbuster shirt. And as I told you, this upsets me. My wife had never seen Ghostbusters until I introduced it to her, you know, and she's like, I'm glad you liked it. That's what she said, you know, when it was all over. And I think she just doesn't understand like the sarcasm or the dry humor, I suppose. She's like, I thought this was going to be about ghosts. I was like, well, it is, but it's called Ghostbusters, not Ghost. And, you know, it's about their story. And she's like, okay. I was like, you didn't like it? She's like, I'm glad you liked it. But she's going with me tomorrow. And so she's going to have hopefully this modern take on the retelling,
sure.
with obviously callbacks to the original. She'll be able to enjoy it as much as I will, but it'll be good. I'm glad she's able to go with me.
Yeah, I think it's going to bring in like a whole, all these generations all together. A completely new fan base is going to develop out of this.
Yeah, and I think it's great because you got the, got the Paul Rudd fans, you got the kids, people that like the Stranger Things fans, and then you have, the originals, the 80s boys that, loved the original Ghostbusters. And apparently there's a post-credit and a mid-credit scene, so we need to make sure to stay for both of those. And I'm excited, man. So I will obviously have all the tea, tomorrow, but please let me know once you get out what you think of it.
Yeah, we'll tie off for sure. Okay, well, cool. Yeah, exciting stuff. So hope everybody enjoys the Ghostbusters movie. If you're listening, I'm sure you already got tickets to go see the movie because it's great, dude. Ghostbusters is the shit, man. So We do these kind of lists, it's coming up already to the end of the fucking year, man.
That's insane, brother. We're 45 days away from the end of the year.
I think we'll have four podcasts left, maybe three or four left before the end of the year. So we want to start talking about our top 10 figs of the year. So,
yeah, man.
On the last episode, we're going to put together each our top 10, what we think are the figs of the year. They're going to be from figures that we own. We kind of had some conversation about that. Oh, well, do we want to make it, just a top 10 figures of the year? Do we want to do a top 10 pickup of the year? And we both kind of thought like, well, if it's a figure of the year to you, you probably have that figure. So that's kind of where we left off with that. So
we have an illness, Dave. We have an illness.
We have a sickness. We need help. So yeah, we'll be throwing out some posts. We'd love to hear, what all y'all's are, your figs of the year. It's a fun exercise. I enjoy doing it every year. So yeah, dude.
Yeah. I can't wait for it. I can definitely tell you that there's some, that once before they came in my hand, I did not think they were going to be a figure of the year, but once they made their arrival and their debut, they shot up to the top. And
yep, I got some of those too.
I think you might be surprised what my figure of the year is. I think I have it right now. I'll still think about it a little more, especially because there's still more releases, that in these next 45 days for sure.
There is, man.
So I guess we'll see how that goes, man.
Yeah, well, good shit. Yeah, and I'm excited for, at the beginning of the year, we'll do our top 10, figures that we think are coming. Just like we did at the beginning of this year, we'll do a review of how we did. We won't spoil it, but we're not quite a passing grade yet. But, there's still time. And then we're going to talk about top 10 things that we want to get in the year 2022. So it could be... a goal, like Kevin wants to fucking finish the Street Shark line, Dave wants to get a second sail barge.
Yes.
I'm going to have like the most expensive bookends. I'm going to have them just bookends. My Stephen King books in the middle and then two sail barges.
You got to start with a vision, brother. And I'm glad that you have that.
All right, man. Well, dude, any last thoughts? Are we good, man?
We got to give our wreck of the week.
Oh yeah, let's do it. Yours isn't Wendy's, right?
Correct. I think for 2 weeks or two shows in a row, rather, I had a wreck of the week, and it was all food related. But I actually have something this week that I really highly recommend to you, Dave, as well as our studio audience, and that is an actual show. And you may have actually seen this; you may know of it. No, it's not Yellowstone, but it was perfect for around that spooky season. And I know we kind of are out of it now. We're into the holiday cheer, but this I feel like is right up your alley, and you may have already seen it already, but this Netflix original, Midnight Mass.
Oh yeah, dude. Incredible.
Did you watch that already?
Oh yeah, dude. It's
okay.
It's unreal, man. That was actually going to be one of my, I think when we first did this, that was going to be one of my recommendations. It's absolutely amazing. The Bly Manor and Hill House director, I'm drawing blanks on his name right now, but he is an amazing director. This movie or this series is, yeah, it's, I'm obsessed too.
Yeah, it was so good. I think we finished it in 2 days, yep. Just because we binged the thing. And without giving away spoilers, it is a modern take on a classic story, if you want to call it that. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's very Stephen King-ish.
Yeah, it definitely does like a what the fuck moment, which is fantastic. And there's only so much you can say, but Dave, right. you and I can talk about it off air or whatever. But it gives you that moment to where you kind of stop and think about all the things you kind of heard growing up in life and be like, because, you know, they say things and, well, I'll just say this, you know, it's Midnight Mass, obviously it's got a religious tone to it. So as they're quoting scripture, you know, they quote scripture, but in a sense it's kind of twisted and you're like, I've never thought of it like that.
Yeah.
Maybe this is what they're saying. And you can see like how, you know, some of these people are easily manipulated there, which I think is really, really good. But at the end of the day, Midnight Mass, fantastic. Highly recommend it.
Yeah, great recommendation. I'm really looking forward to his next project. It's called Midnight Club or something like that, and it's about a bunch of kind of like young adults at a terminally ill hospital. So they're all expected to die, and they all meet together to kind of and make a pact. Whoever's the first one to die, they're going to try to make contact with the rest of the group.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, dark. So, dude, he's just amazing, man. I'm totally drawing blanks on his name. But anyways, that's a great recommendation. And mine is kind of what we talked about with art. It's not just art, but biting the bullet. And I have... when it's all said and done in my toy room, I'll probably have about 30 pieces, 20 to 30 pieces of, you know, promotional art, like movie posters, prints, exclusive stuff, yada, yada, yada. I'm not getting all these custom framed, but there's about 5 pieces that I really want, you know, to have that center of attention look, draw your eye. And I dropped 2 off at Hobby Lobby. Nice. And it cost me $100 and some change for each frame, but I got custom, you know, beautiful frames. And dude, they make your print that much nicer, man.
Yeah, it got that matte on there. At least it looked great.
Yeah, it looks amazing. So that's my recommendation. If you do have any art, maybe consider, you know, dressing it up a little bit. It's the same shit that we do with our detops, right? Like, okay,
absolutely.
You got the detop. Now I'll put the lights in. Now add the fig sets. Add the displays. You know, same thing with the don't just get the little cheap plastic, you know, 1-inch. Trim with some plexiglass. You know, get a nice frame, yeah. And it'll pop that art. So, all right, well, good shit, man. Any final thoughts before we sign off?
I think that's gonna do it. What a solid little show. Got a lot of bitching that we did this time, but you know, the show itself was bitching. That's fantastic. Looking forward to us getting back at it. We will see how obviously Ghostbusters go. Can't wait with you to wrap with that. And by the time we come back next time, we'll be able to talk about Spider-Man and the trailer that is releasing right now. So
it's going to be, around the corner, man. There's going to be a lot of good movies coming. So looking forward to that. And to that, we will say goodbye. Thank you very much. And please comment or like, subscribe, you know, check out our channel. Yada, yada,
do the
yada.
Thing. Do the
do
thing.
Do the thing. And thanks for listening. And we'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Bye.